Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lunch with Leah, episode 502, and here's Leah.
Hi, I'm all fake smiles today because I'm so upset about everything that's going on in the world. Anyway, let's start off on a good note. What do we have? Oh, you won't believe this. So Roy ordered, you know, ordering everything online. Roy ordered, have you ever had prime roast? I hate it, first of all. I don't eat any of that stuff.
You
I don't eat the meat,
meat
period.
Anyway, hardly.
So he orders his prime roast. It's this big. It's like 4 pounds. I have to call my mother, call my sister, look in the cookbook, Google it up, figure it out. Anyway, I cooked the whole thing. By the way, I use this M salt on it. This is the only thing I use this season. I wanted to tell everybody this. I didn't realize how good the seasoning was, but when they started telling me, like, oh, my God, the best seasoning. But anyway, I use it on everything. But, I mean, when other people start telling you it's really good, and I wanted to give you these, James, because I think they're really cute. Look, you can just carry them around with you.
Like and little carry-alls.
Yeah. But anyway, so it has a rope on it. It's all roped and weaved together. So I didn't know you're supposed to take it off. So I asked my mom, you're supposed to take it off? She said, no, you wait till you cook it or it'll fall apart. The roast will fall apart.
Yeah.
The prime rib or whatever in the hell it was, 4 pounds. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. How does the meat fall apart? Anyway, I cook it. I put the thermometer in, whatever. I take that stuff off and I start cutting it. Oh my God, I thought I was going to vomit. Have you ever seen what these things look like? They're just gristle and fat and bloody red meat. I made myself sick. Anyway, Roy Jr. and Roy ate it. Oh, it's like, I can't believe they eat like this. It just made me ill. Anyway, that was so much stress trying to cook that. I don't know how these people cook all this stuff. It's not that, it's complicated. You have to pay attention. I don't like to do it anyway. Everybody in my family's a great cook. I used to think I was a good cook until I started cooking all the time. Since I've been in quarantine and I realized not so much. And then I did this Zoom the other day. Remember Flo Rida that performed Jason at the charity? So he invited me on this Zoom call. And because I'm trying to mastermind how to get these ex-felons that have the right to vote now to vote. So his group, that's what they do. And they have 200 people out on the streets and they have knocking doors or whatever. They have 40 people in a phone bank. I mean, they've been working this for a year. And they raised $7 million. And Bloomberg said, if you raise 10, I'll match it. Well, I noticed he finally gave them the money anyway. He raised $16 million. Scott and Susan told me they were working on the Bloomberg camp to get them to try to pay the fines. So we're working on that. That's one thing. But everybody on that call, they're so committed to getting these ex-felons their rights back and getting them to work. And, I mean, remember, Jason, we raised money for 25 years to keep these kids from going to jail. Because when they do go to jail, what happens? They get out. Remember the time I met that guy down at the UPS and picked him up? So I meet this 19-year-old guy in coveralls. He's stumbling around UPS. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I don't know what to do. I don't have any money. I don't have anywhere to go. And he had been in the grocery store, and he said he was going to go to the grocery store and steal a loaf of bread so he could eat. Well, of course, I put him in my car. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I put him in my car. I took him to the grocery store. I wanted to buy groceries. I bought him something to eat. And then he said, can I get a beer? And then I was like, no, I'm not getting you a beer. And then he was like, well, I'm not going to get out of the car until you get me a beer. Well, then I went and got him a beer. But I opened it up, and I poured half of it out in the can before I gave it to him. And then I said, now you're going to have to be willing to get out of my car. He said, okay, I will. So then I called up Bay Point School, remember? And I got them to come over and meet me somewhere on the side of the road with him, put him in the car with them, and they took him off to the Bay Point School. But what had happened, he had been in jail.
Right.
And when they released him, they gave him a little identification card and, like, nothing, like $10. And he had a phone number. I said, who can I contact? He had one phone number of someone he hadn't talked to in 3 years since he went to jail. I started trying to track down that person. It just went on and on. Well, anyway, so my point is, when they get out of jail, they have nothing. And they have no resources. A lot of them, their families have disowned them. A lot of them don't have families. A lot of them have lost their contact information. So if someone doesn't get them and integrate them back into society, they're just going to go out on the streets and be real criminals, not, you know, juvenile criminals. They're going to commit real crimes. Mm-hmm. So I've always been committed to that, and Jason and I have always worked on it. We've raised money for it. We've done everything we could. We supported that Bay Point school forever. But I just thought, you know, when the vote thing started, I thought, well, you know, this is one place where there's 1.2 million ex-felons that should vote. Because if they vote, they start to feel like they're a part of society again. And then you try to get intervention programs to get them back into the community. But anyway, so that was kind of working on that a little bit.
I saw that the number of actual people that he was going to be paying off, though, is only like
30,000,
a little more than 30,000.
But it's not that simple. What happens is, I found out from the state attorney's office, 500,000 of them haven't even filled out their last paperwork to get the right to vote.
Right.
So we've got to get those 500 to go fill out their paperwork and then get the others to register to vote and then get a commitment from them that they're going to vote and then pay off their fines. So it's a process.
It's not easy.
And we ran out of time because of the voters' registration. Registration's up October 4th or 5th. So it all has to be finished, the rest of it. But you know, at least there are people trying to help these people.
Well, anyway. I mean, if you think about it, if it's 30,000 votes, that can swing this state one way or the other. If we'd had 30,000 more votes, we'd have a Democratic governor right now.
Well, they're going to steal Florida. So
yeah,
I'm going to vote. Everybody should vote. The only way we're going to win Florida is if we win by landslide, because you got two alleged crooked senators and an alleged crooked incompetent. This guy is one of the dumbest people. DeSantis is just dumb. I'm sorry.
Santa.
He is just dumb. I mean, I guess he's Ivy League educated. It just goes to show you that a little information or an education means nothing if you don't have any common sense and you don't have a heart. Anyway, then not to dismiss this, but Kanye spent $3 million to get on 15 state ballots.
And it's to help Trump.
To help Trump. I mean, if you have $3 million, first of all, I would never buy anything from you ever again if I ever did buy anything from you, which I haven't. Because if you're going to take that money to help sabotage an election, why don't you give that $3 million to people that don't have jobs right now or don't have any money right now or can't, you know, they're in quarantine or they have medical bills. If you've got $3 million to burn, do something good with it. Why use it to get on a fake ballot that you're never going to ever win?
He's having a mental breakdown anyway. So,
well, you know what? I've lost sympathy for him.
Yeah, I have no sympathy for him.
Either. I have lost sympathy. If you won't take your medicine and if you won't listen to anybody and if you think you know everything about everything, and you know, I lost respect for him when he grabbed that microphone out of Taylor Smith's first award.
Yeah, he spent all week this week fighting with his record label and said he was going to get Taylor the original
so he can redeem himself.
From
Scooter Braun.
Yeah, from Scooter.
Well, the chances of that happening are probably slim to none. But you know what? If he has $3 million to burn, why don't you do that and make it up to her for what you took her moment from her?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many stupid people. I'm getting so upset with the amount of stupid people there are in the world. I was telling somebody on the way over here, I guess we're just all so smart because I think the dumber people are happy. I do. I think the dumber people are happier. They don't care. They don't know. They walk into a wall. Trump's great. Life is good. Planet's burning. Who cares? Smoke a joint. I mean, I really sometimes just wish I was a dumb hippie. I would be a lot happier. So I talked to Jeff on the phone the other day. He goes, oh, I'm getting notes from my audience. They miss you. So I'm trying to go out there sometime in the middle or end of October if the fires go away.
Yeah.
But you guys should also go and tag Jeff and say, we miss Leah.
Because they have been on social media.
They have been because when I go out there, I better be on there all the damn time if I'm going to make the trip out there. Mm-hmm. And he was giving me the whole update, his whole life story and everything that's going on with the daughter and the boyfriend. Of course, you hear it all if you listen to his radio show. And if you don't, you should. It's on Sirius at 9 a.m. Is it on 9 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's 9 there L.A., 12 here.
Here in Eastern.
Yeah, so that's about the time I wake up.
He's on right now.
He's on right. Is he competing with me?
He competes with you at 12.
Oh, my God, Jeff.
Or, no,
yeah,
well, Jeez. No, we're at 3.
Oh, so, we're at 3. Yeah, three we're now. At 3. Yeah, okay, good. You cannot compete with me, buddy.
Hey, we had a question. There's someone, her name is Katie. She says, hey, Lee, I'm currently watching Real Housewives of Miami right now, and whatever happened to Norman? He's the cutest little fellow.
Oh, yeah. I still talk to Norman every once in a while. Every time I think someone's acting really, really bad and crazy, I call him up and say, is there an entity on this person? And then he'll tell me yes or no, and if there is, he'll get it off. So he's in the Palisades. He's doing well. You know, he's actually very insightful. If you remember, a lot of things he tells me just happen. I mean, you know, I don't rely on it, but I find it interesting. Now, there's going to be a blue moon on Halloween. I hope I'm in L.A. so I can get my telescope and look at it, you know?
And the next day is the day that the asteroid is supposed to come by, or it's in within the next 24 or 48 hours after Halloween.
Really?
Because that's right before the election. It's the day before the election.
Yeah.
There's an asteroid coming towards Earth.
Well, if there's anybody that... I'm not wishing any bad on anybody, but if it is going to zap anybody, I hope it's some of those red votes. So in Florida, we have 3,573 cases a day one day last week. Oh, my God. So we've had 62 deaths one day last week, and all total, we've had 13,287 total deaths. And we've got a doofus governor.
Yeah, they opened strip clubs yesterday.
Oh, look, I almost hit my monk fruit. So this is the other thing I brought for James and Jason to try. I brought them both one because this is the only thing I use as a sweetener now. I'm not getting paid for these ads, by the way. I'm just rattling because I like them. But I have not used anything but this for anything, for a croissant, for a coffee, for a tea, for nothing. I've used nothing but this monk fruit from the first time I got it. No chemicals, no calories, no carbohydrates, no nothing, just pure, solid monk fruit. This lasts me like 6 months, like this one thing. Yeah. Like, but it takes four drops.
So what? Things, right?
So we were at the radio station one day. I give it to Frankie Grande. I go, Frankie, you got to try this. He takes off the whole lid.
And drinks it.
No, look, he took off this lid, okay? Instead of taking this off and putting a few drops, he squeezed it and took the whole thing off and poured it like if it was honey into his damn coffee and used half of it. I was like, that was 6 months of supply for me. But it's so good. It takes such a little amount. Anyway, I just loved it. It's monk fruit, isn't it? How do you get to that, by the way? It's monkfruit.com or something. I can't remember.
I don't have the printout in front of me.
Anyway, it's, oh my God, distributed by... Oh, monk, oh my God, we'll have to find, monk fruit, anyway, it's M-O-N-K-F-R-U-I-T. Oh my God, I can't believe I don't know that. Well, anyway, it's really good. You got to get this one, though, it's the L-L-I-N-E-A one, zero calorie natural sweetener. I love it. Anyway, I can't read it. I need to get my loop for my jewelry to read this.
Here, actually, the gentleman had sent us
you're gonna read
some
it?
Information on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I reached out to them. I said, it's my favorite thing in the whole world.
It's Ileana monk fruit, and it's the most delicious zero-calorie all-natural sweetener on the market. And
what's the link?
And let's see. It's monkfruit.us. So it's www.monkfruit.us. And if you use the discount code.
Oh, there's a discount code.
Leah Black, no space.
He gave us a discount code? Oh, my God. I sent him an email. I go, this is the hole in the earth, the sliced bread, and now I'm getting a discount code?
So if they use Leah Black as their discount code at monkfruit.us, you will get $1.50 off your bottle.
I'm a celebrity endorser. I'm not getting anything, just so you know. I don't want anything because I just consider it a privilege someone came up with it because let me tell you, all those sweeteners were chemicals. I started reading on there. They all have 20 words you don't know on them. All those diet ones. And they're not good for you. Anyway, moving along. What else have I done personally? So the other night, I was so depressed over Ruth Ginsburg. I can't even talk about it. And you know, Julian Brandon gave me a Ruth Ginsburg pillow, sequin pillow. And I have her little thing that I use as a Christmas ornament, her little... I don't know what you call it, but anyway, it's her body made in a little thing. Oh my God, Dave Hampton's calling me. You got to be kidding me. I'm in the middle of my podcast. What do you need?
You know, I think we'll take our 5-second break while Leah is digging.
Well, I can't do it right now. I'll call you in 40 minutes. What script?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, listen, I'm in the middle of my podcast. I'm going to call you back in 40 minutes, okay? Okay, fine. So I took that call because this guy's getting our products all over Japan. Yep. So anyway, well, I'm sorry. And then after I told him I was doing my podcast, he handed the phone to somebody.
Of course.
Hey, Leah, this is Gene. I need you to review this video script. I was like, I just told him I was doing a podcast. I've got crazy friends.
But you did answer the phone.
I did answer. Yeah, because I know he's leaving for Japan tomorrow, and Jason's FedExing a box for them to take. And I thought maybe they need me to add one more thing.
Right.
Anyway, so after Ruthie died, and I just literally was bread depressed, I started just watching old movies. Did you guys ever see Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Sidney Poitier? It was so good. I had seen it a couple of times before. But I just decided, oh, my God, it's just so good. I watched it the other night. It was just so good. And then I watched Glengarry Glen Ross. Have you ever watched that one? It's Alex Baldwin, what's his name, Jack Lemmon, Kevin Spacey, everybody in it's a star. But it was so good, too, because if you've ever been in sales, you have to watch it because it's just hilarious how the sales rooms work, you know. And then Pulp Fiction was on, so I watched that. And that John Travolta, in his heyday, he was just good. Unsurmountable. He's incredible. And then there's a new weekly series on called Transplant that's really good. I don't know what network
it's on.
It's on
NBC. It's a medical drama.
It's really good, though. I got hooked into that because I couldn't watch the news. I just could not watch the news. And I started reading. Oh, my God. I read Mary Trump's book. I read Kushner, Inc. Oh, my God. If you read about the Kushners, it's no wonder they're married. They're all,
yeah, it's all part of the same
incestuous corruption everywhere.
Basket full of deplorables.
Oh, my God. anyway, so in the meanwhile, 47,000 acres
have burned.
No, it's more than that.
It's more than that, yeah.
4.7 million acres have burned in California, Washington, and Oregon. Mm-hmm. And Trump told them to clean up those leaves. If you cleaned up those leaves, you wouldn't have that problem. Meanwhile, 97% of that land that's burning is federal land.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, go ahead.
They were asking if you were going to be watching The Masked Singer that starts tonight.
What is it?
The Masked Singer.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's one of the top shows on TV.
I live in my own
celebrities
world.
Celebrities come out in costumes, and you don't know who they are. And each week, they sing a song, and you try to guess through the voice who they are. And at the end of each show, they take off a mask based on who gets eliminated.
Like The Voice? Is it NBC?
It's kind of like The Voice. Yeah, it's on Fox, but it's it was a Japanese show to begin with, and then they brought it to the U.S., and it's been the number one show for three.
All I do is watch the news. Yeah. I'm back on the news again, but I've got to get off
it. And I'm hooked on that. My favorite show, Jason and I.
Which one?
HBO Max. There's the show called Raised by Wolves that's just incredible.
What's it called?
Ridley Scott. Raised by Wolves.
Oh, Raised by Wolves.
And it's about these two androids that take human embryos, and they have to go to a planet and start over because the atheists and the religious people killed each other and destroyed Earth. But it's really done well.
I don't
know
if I'm going to like that
one. Oh, my gosh. It's really done well.
Meanwhile, John Lennon's killer came up again for parole, and, of course, it was denied. But he made a public apology to Yoko Ono. He's now 65 years old. And he just said that, you know, he just regrets it. Of course, he can regret it all day long. They're not going to let him out of jail, and they shouldn't.
Unless he's Trump's new driver.
Yeah, right. Trump may pardon him if he'll vote for him.
Yeah, he would.
So then, this was interesting. This man lost his surfboard in Hawaii in a swell of waves. And it was his first and only surfboard. And it was like his favorite thing in the whole world. He lost it. He tried everywhere. Looked on eBay. Went on all the stores. He thought I was going to show up somewhere in Hawaii. Turns out it ended up in the Philippines 5,200 miles away. And someone posted themselves with a picture of it saying, look at my new surfboard. And the guy's like, well, I'm glad it went to somebody that appreciates it. You know, I thought that was very funny. It was an addition.com. And then Succession has won a drama. Top drama. I loved that one. Did it come out this year already? I think I'm missing a season.
They were in production.
So they haven't done another
season. Season 2 is the last season.
Okay, so I'm not behind. I'm going to watch that one when it comes out.
Because of the coronavirus production.
I'm going to watch that one. Now, all the schools that opened up, they're all closing down. Like, we couldn't have predicted that. What is it with these people that just won't wear a mask? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Wear a mask. Let's just say it's not 100% that it works. What if it's 1% that it works? It's worth it. Just wear a mask. I don't understand it.
It's unbelievable. Like a 3-inch piece of cloth.
It's just ridiculous. So Trump the other day is behind the stage and someone's interviewing him and he goes, oh no, I'm not worried about getting the mask, but you're getting a little too close to me. Could you step back a little bit? Yeah, he doesn't want him 6 feet from him. Yeah, with the mask, they had their mask on.
Pence's aide that was on the task force, and then she quit, and she's speaking out about how he said he didn't want to shake hands with the disgusting people and all that stuff. Yeah,
so then, he's behind the stage 6 feet from somebody, and he doesn't want them near him because he goes, oh, I'm protected. I'm up on the stage, and the people are way out there. What? So you're only worried about yourself. What about everybody else? And now he's going around saying, well, we're not even sure that it spreads that way. He's on tape saying that he knows that it spreads that way. And then he doesn't want to shake hands with these disgusting people, all of which are voting for him. And then this whistleblower comes out, the top person in Pence's task force, with all the gossip about what they're not doing, how Trump's making it all about him, how it's political, how every time they try to make one step forward, they go back to because Trump changed the subject and he won't do anything and blah, blah, blah. And it's just a mess. Oh, my God. Let's see. Oh, so then the teachers on school, you know, doing Zoom, they're doing the Zoom classes in the news. This teacher hears a gunshot in the background. So she calls 911 to go to the student's house where they heard the gunshot. Well, the mom was dead in the kitchen. The brother, who's 52 years old, just shot her, and he pled guilty on the spot.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine how traumatized that kid happened in front of all of his classmates, the teacher, the mother dead in the kitchen, the uncle standing there going, yeah, I did it, arrest me. I mean, what is going on in the world? This is why not everybody should have a gun.
No.
Then Al Gore was on CNN talking about the climate change. I mean, come on. If you should have seen his film 20 years ago and then the other one 10 years ago. He's been saying the same thing for over 20 years. If they would have not stopped counting the votes in Florida, and remember there are 15,000 votes in Palm Beach County that went to Pat Buchanan, which never should have gone to him with the way the ballot was opened up. It was just not aligned properly. But I'll never forgive him for not contesting the election. He didn't contest it. He should have collected. But it wouldn't have mattered. It was going to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was going to give it to George Bush. And that's what I'm worried about now. That's why Trump's so anxious to get that justice on the court so that he can contest the election, send it to the Supreme Court, and his quid pro quo judge will say, well, of course, Mr. President, it was unfair. Those signatures didn't match. They came in late. I don't care if they got lost. No, we're not counting those votes. Yep, you're the president. That's what he's up to. And the only way that we can stop it. The only way we can stop it is to just win by landslide.
Yeah.
It has to be a huge landslide in every state. And I'm not sure I can see that happening. I just can't. Because he just lies about everything. Why would anybody want a president that lies to them about everything? He's been caught in over 30,000 lies. I don't understand why anyone would vote for a sociopathic liar. You never know when, you know, I've always said a murderer, stay away from them. A thief, watch your purse. But a liar, you never know where you stand with a liar. You never know because they're just lying all the time. That's why I don't like, that's one of the things I don't like the most probably are liars. If you're a thief, I don't agree with it. I don't get it, but I'm going to watch my pocketbook. You know, if you're a murderer, I'm going to just stay away from you. But if you're a liar, I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
What was it you said yesterday when someone was commenting about the show? You said something about telling the truth is easy.
Yeah, that's one of my quotes I gave you. Yeah, telling the truth is just so easy. It's just so easy. And, you know, there may be repercussions and there may be consequences, but it's very easy. And if you have the consequences, you deal with them. And, you know, if you have repercussions, you deal with them and you move on. But it's just so much easier just to tell the truth. I don't know. Anyway, we got to get out the vote. Everybody's got to get out and vote. In celebrity news, Julianne Rancic and Vivica Fox were absent from the Emmys. Why? They had COVID. Can you believe it? They had COVID. Then Queen Elizabeth stripped the royal Harvey Weinstein of all of his royal honors. Did you see that?
I did see that this week.
Yeah. Yep. He should have been stripped of them, but it's how embarrassing. You know, you're the Queen of England. You bestow an honor on somebody, and then they turn out to be that. Oh, God. And by the way, what did I ever say that would have someone comment on my Twitter feed, well, you didn't support me, too? What are you talking about?
I don't know what that was.
I don't even know. I mean, if someone made a false accusation, it turned out to be false, then I didn't support it. But if they were telling the truth, then I support them. What's hard about that? Oh, my God, people just don't have enough to do. Lori Loughlin is going to surrender to jail at 2 p.m. on November 19th, right before Thanksgiving. What I don't understand, why are they putting more people in jail during the quarantine? I think they should just wait till after the quarantine and put them in jail.
Well, she got to pick where she goes.
Doesn't matter.
So she's probably going to some place where they're serving dinner.
She's going to Victoria, let's see, $500,000 they paid in fines, and she's going to Victoria, California, which is close to her house. But it doesn't matter. Why do you want to fill up the jails with people right now, especially unless they're violent criminals, when the COVID's going around? It'd be better to just put them in after the COVID and not spread it further. I don't understand it. I don't know. Whatever. She's going to go to a luxury little jail. Nike released a black jersey commemorating 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick for, you know, his taking a knee.
Yeah.
I almost want to buy one just to sleep in it. You know, I just love him. I love him. This guy gave up his whole career, and he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
All he did was take a knee. There's nothing disrespectful about taking a knee. You're just taking a knee. He didn't take a knee against the flag. He didn't take a knee against America. He didn't take a knee against anything. He took a knee to bring attention to racism. What is wrong with that? I mean, if I want to take a knee to bring attention to they're abusing dogs somewhere, no one's going to get mad about that. I don't understand people. You know, I'm just tired of being so smart and everybody being so dumb. In Real Housewife news, well, James told me when I walked in, I had already heard from somebody else and I read her statement, but apparently Teddy's not coming back. They didn't renew her contract.
They're dropping like flies this week.
But the one thing I admire about her, what she said, her comment was, I can make up a whole big story, but the bottom line is they just didn't renew my contract. So at least she told the truth.
Yeah, she did like an Instagram video, and she actually said, I guess I was too boring, they said.
So well, I mean, told her that. Sutton started it,
yeah. But I have to tell you, I have to have more of Sutton in my life next year.
I do like her.
I did not like her the first two episodes.
I always liked her.
You know what? That's usually the best housewives. You usually hate them the first two.
Well,
and then
I liked her in the beginning. Yeah. Remember, you didn't like Dorit. And
I still don't like her? I'm still on the
I love Dorit. Yeah. I like her. I think she has common sense. I think she works hard. I think she's very talented with her swimsuits and her designs and running fashion shows and stuff. I think her husband is just hilarious. He's a caricature. You know, she's got the boy George connection, which is another out of nowhere thing. I find find her fascinating, but she's always dressed impeccably.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Listen, I will say,
I am sorry. She's the best dressed of them all.
I like her better than this year. I liked her more than I have any season they've had her.
Well, she stood up for Denise, she and Garcelle. And you know, anytime you stand up for somebody when everyone's piling on, I've always take up for the underdog. I always have a certain amount of respect for that because I usually take up for the underdog. I don't like people piling on. But anyway, and then Brandy is milking this. Oh my God, she went on one of these access things or one of these tabloid shows to talk about this whole thing with Denise, and she got paid for it. She is milking it, and she literally came out and said, well, she screwed me again because I'm not going to be on the show next year because she's not going to be on the show. So right there, she was basically admitting, I stirred up a lot of this trying to get back on the show. So, you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm just glad. I can't even imagine being in that swamp. And Brandy's also slamming Camille right now. She went after her. She said, go raise your kids or massage your husband's prostitute and spend your unearned alimony. You're a C-U-N-T. I have to go help my son prep for a test. And I'm like, what grade is that kid in? What grade's he in? What test are we studying for? What were you going to say?
Adam Dumpson wants to know, do you feel that there needs to be more diversity in the housewife world, especially since you were one of the most diverse franchises at the time?
Not really. I don't believe in that. I believe people get a position in life or a job in life or a gig in life because
they deserve it.
They deserve it and they contribute. Yeah. So if you're black, good. If you're brown, good. If you're Indian, great. If you're Chinese, better. I mean, what does it matter? I don't agree with having someone in because they're diversified. You know, I don't get that. I don't like it in any business. You're the best or you're not. It's even when Joe Biden said, I'm going to pick a woman. That annoyed me.
That annoyed me too.
You know what? You pick the best person for the job. If it happens to be a woman, fine. And if she happens to be black, fine. But you pick people based on their talent. Now, I do think, all things equal, that as a society, we have a responsibility to bring up and help the less educated, the people with less money, and if they happen to be minorities, fine, and if they happen not to be minorities, fine. But the way you do that is by education and training and giving them talents and skill sets, and then they have to make it on their own. I just don't think that someone should get someone else's position because they're a gender, a color, they're gay, they're straight. I just think it should be based on merit, but that's just me. I'm going to get a bunch of shit for that.
No. Listen, and you're correct. I agree with the same situation. And now, you know, now the pendulum is swinging in the other direction. Like, the new Salt Lake City franchise is a very diverse cast, and they said this week that they're adding their first black female cast member to New York, and you know, so I mean, and Garcelle, the way they kind of introduced her and everything like that, they even said during the reunion, you know, did you feel the other girls felt like they couldn't like come at her because they thought like
I don't want to be the token anything. I want to be there because I'm more interesting than everyone else. Exactly. I have a better personality than everybody else. I bring more to the show than everybody else. No matter how old I am, no matter what gender I am, no matter what color I am, if I'm a lesbian, if I'm straight, if I'm 90 years old, if I'm 18, I just think it should be on merit. And that's not to say that any of those girls don't deserve it. Every one of them on there have as much to offer as the next. Mm-hmm. But it just should be based on merit. That's how I think. Now, let's talk about the reunion at Beverly Hills. I thought the two best dressed were
Erica.
Erica was number two. And number one for me was Dorit. Yep. The dress, the hair, the makeup, the whole look.
I don't know if they ever said who it was, but that looked like one of the old vintage Versace metal dresses.
Then you like that better.
But I didn't know. I did not think it looked good on her.
Yeah, I don't know.
She got up and turned around once, and it looked horrible. They had it pulled every which way in the back.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought she just looked really good. And I loved the way Erica looked, but I loved Erica's eyelashes. Those eyelashes were fabulous. I wish I could find out where she got them, who made them. They were so pretty on her. She's so beautiful.
She is a gorgeous woman.
And she's so
woman.
Classy. Yeah. I find her classy and elegant and beautiful. And I find Dorit classy too.
Yeah, she
you know,
is.
And I'll tell you, Kyle looked really good, but
she was very Joan Collins.
Joan Collins dynasty, very dated, but she looked pretty. You know, Lisa Rinna always looks beautiful, but I don't love the wig that she had on that day. I just love her hair, her iconic hair.
Yeah.
I like that the best. I don't love her ponytails. I don't like the wigs. I love her when she's her own hair. So that, but the dress and the rest of it was fabulous. The makeup, those eyes of hers, I mean, they're just gorgeous. They're just like this big, you know. Who am I? Garcelle? She looked cute. I mean, it was fun and funky. I don't know. It was out there.
She's interesting style. She's a,
yeah,
I've been watching
interesting
her all season.
And then you know, Sutton, you know, that dress was fine. But it was not. It wasn't a statement. It was not. No. It was just a simple. It was a great cocktail dress. But it was probably $20,000. But I didn't think she hit it out of the park. Did I miss anybody? I don't know. I don't want to miss anybody.
No,
but whatever.
Denise.
I didn't think Denise also didn't think she really hit it out of the park.
I felt like the entire time she was sitting there, it looked like her head was photoshopped like 2 inches over on her neck. Like the whole time she
like
sat
this.
With this weird position.
Yeah.
And every time they like brought in, I was like, it looks like a
But the
caricature.
Dress looked like she was going to a nightclub.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't love the dress
and
on her.
Pink hair.
And by the
good.
Way, oh my God, I thought she did
horrible.
Not look good.
They didn't renew her contract because of the way she looked on
well,
the reunion.
Remember when Sutton said, well, if you don't want to like me because I...
My comments on your dress.
On your horrible, deplorable clothes. I don't know how she said it. But,
so
I mean, she was just being sincere. She's like, listen, if you don't like me because I think that you can't dress properly,
no.
I don't want to say. But the way she worded it was very cute.
I love Sutton. She is one of those old Southern women
that you
just like, I mean, she's a dying breed. She totally
so Nene is out, Denise is out, Dorinda is out, and now Teddy is out. So they're having a major shakeup.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Well, let's talk about
and there might be a few more out because they haven't confirmed what's going on in New York yet. So.
Well, that Leah got her contract.
She did get hers back.
Yeah,
I saw that yesterday.
When I found out what they were paying her, I was like, she deserves a lot more
she
money.
She should have. She was the only...
I'm glad
she
she's not going to drink for a while, though, because I want her to look good. I want all the girls to look their mm-hmm. best and be their best. I don't think that drinking thing serves any of them. Luann falling in the bushes. Dorinda getting mad and angry, Sonia falling on the floor, Leah running around throwing the torches. Those girls drink in New York.
And
I can't deal with that. It bothers me.
I don't watch Potomac either,
no.
do you? So,
but
well,
I've heard it's
I
really
know
great.
That they just ended it. This one was where the whole big fight that's been brewing all season long, that there was the assault charges and all that stuff that were filed against the two girls and all that stuff. So the fight just started as it ended this last week. So when
so
it picks up Sunday, it's going to be great.
It's
but I have to tell you something. You know, they brought Potomac and Dallas on at the same time, around the same time, and I had kind of written both of them off. They haven't been very good, but Potomac has really brought it this season.
Did they renew Dallas?
Dallas is in
so
season
you know,
five.
That's the only thing that I just don't get. I'm not disagreeing that they shouldn't have renewed Miami.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all because I felt there were a lot of things that could have been better on that show, including people just telling the truth. Like one of the things the other day when they were saying on one of them said, Dorinda said, well, I realize now that you don't have to put your real face out there and you can lie and you can hide things from the show. That's all Miami was. They were all lying and covering for each other.
And they're still trying to blame you for the way the storyline went.
I didn't have a storyline. I was just running around being myself.
Last week, one of the girls was on a podcast mouthing off about that.
I saw something. Oh, it was Christy saying
yeah.
that. What does she know? God, please. Okay, so she said it. Okay, so anyway, I like her. I just...
Yeah. I was a little shocked.
I do. I love her. I think she's a great mother. I think she's a fun girl. She's a beach girl. But, I mean, as in terms of, you know, intellectual analysis, mm-hmm. I wouldn't put her at the top of my list. But anyway, that was part of what was wrong with the show. You know, the clique, they all cover for each other and hide each other's secrets, and no one's really telling the truth. I think Lisa Rinna took it pretty far with telling the truth with Denise, and then, but I think Dorinda made a point. You know, if you're on the show, you know, you can't cover for somebody so they'll cover for you, because then there's no show.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I didn't realize that... That you're supposed to, when you make your agreement with Bravo, that you agreed to do all that. I didn't pay much attention to it because I wouldn't do anything otherwise anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to sit around and remember what I said or lied about. I'm just kind of like, I said it. Okay, bye. I said it. I shouldn't have said it. I should have said more.
They want to know what your favorite Bravo show is besides The Housewives and the lady that just sent the call.
Oh, that's an easy one. Million Dollar Listing, Los Angeles.
Yeah. Hers is at Below Deck. She says, I like Below Deck. Med has turned into my favorite show.
Well, I probably would like that because it's glamorous and that and that and that. But that's a show that I could watch on mute.
Yeah.
This like Million Dollar Listing. I can watch it on mute and still love it. I just love the houses. I love to see what they sell for. I love to see what people's tastes are.
Yeah, exactly.
I like them, and I love all the characters on Million Dollar Listing in L.A. I liked the New York one too, but I love the L.A. one because I feel like I live there half the time. It's like my neighborhood, so I like, oh my God, that's my neighborhood, that's my view. Oh my, you know, I love that one, and I love the characters on there. I think they're all so just squishy, adorable, you know. Anyway, Leah Black Beauty, let's talk about you guys going to leahblack.com and ordering, because we're quarantined here and we can't do anything to sell except sell online. So if you need anything for your skin, today's the day. The fall skincare event, 40% off of all CBD skincare, the Sudden Youth Complete Lift Facial, and the Sudden Youth Anti-Aging CBD Oil with code FALL2020, FALL2020. You know, people underestimate that face mask too. It lifts, tones, firms. Literally, you will look younger and your skin will get tighter and your pores will get smaller and you will slough off the dead cells and you will lift, tone, firm, and tighten and increase circulation in your face if you just put that on 10 minutes every 2 or 3 days. I used to sell nothing but that. That was like the one thing that we sold, I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars of. That was the number one thing that we sold when you had to mix it. Then when we spent 5 years making it where you don't have to mix and it's in a tube and you can just put it on, it's so much easier now. I still have customers I had from the 80s on that product. And they'll tell you, I went to a class reunion and everyone thought I had a facelift. I mean, that's the one thing we don't promote it enough. I take it for granted. Here's a testimonial from Sally.
And there's more to that promotion.
Oh.
Don't forget the gift with purchase.
Oh, for a limited time, receive a complimentary moisturizing exfoliant with every purchase while supply lasts. We're going to give away an exfoliant now. Jesus, I'm going to go broke. Between my political donations and discounts on the skincare, I'm going to be having to sell my jewelry soon.
I just want to let everyone know, too, that you add the item to your cart, and then you use the free scrub code, and you combine those two offers actually right now for a
yes, you
time.
Can combine your fall 2020 for your 40% off, and then you can get your free gift by adding the code free scrub at the checkout, and the price.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you have to add the product to the cart too. A lot of people didn't realize.
Yeah,
that,
got so it. One customer per order. Oh, come on, you can cheat. Okay, so customer testimonial from Sally from Baltimore, Maryland. Sally, should I say the last name? Anyway, customer testimonial. I haven't read this one yet. Your skincare products are incredible. By the way, I read every single testimonial that we get and every single comment I read, and I reply to most of them. Your skincare products are incredible. I ordered the premium skincare collection last month and have seen the most dramatic change in my skin tone and love the way they all make my skin feel after using them. The CBD really works. I'm in my 50s, and I have used every product on the market. I have never seen the results as I have with your products, and they are also affordable. They're affordable because we're selling them basically at wholesale prices because I just want customers to get them. Thank you for helping me attain a great skin. Well, thank you, Sally. Thank you. Oh, here's my Leah's Life Lessons for the week. There are a lot of educated fools. Oh, I think I said that earlier in a different way.
They love
and
that
it's
one this
the
week.
Truth. How can these be, you know, I've realized.
And most of them are in America.
Americans are not science-driven. They're not fact-driven. They love the conspiracy theories. They love, you know, Trump tells people what they want to hear, and it makes them happy, and they're like, oh, yeah, I believe that, because they're living never-never land. You need to come down to Earth, people. The planet's getting hotter. There are fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, tornadoes. It's falling apart. We have to bring the temperature down. There are ways to do that create tons of jobs. So why are we not doing that? We have the most corrupt administration we've ever had. How many people have been indicted? How many have pled guilty? How many are in jail? It's a very corrupt administration. I've been reading the books. I read so many of these books. And these are four-star generals. These are highly educated, sophisticated people that have been in government forever. They're not writing these books and lying about it. These books are vetted by the publishers and the editors that they fact check them. It's a mess in Washington. It's a shit show. There are food lines. People are dying in droves of COVID. Trump's lying all day, every day. And now he's trying to steal the election in plain sight, shutting down the post office, sabotaging the votes, telling people the votes aren't going to count, you know, getting Barr to go along with this whole plan. And now he's going to put someone in the Supreme Court that's a quid pro quo. Like, well, you know, a lot of these votes are rigged, don't you? Wink, wink. Oh, of course, Mr. President, I do. Yep, I point you to the Supreme Court. It's corrupt. And if he gets back in office again, the democracy as we know it is over. And yeah, the country's going to go bankrupt, too. It's going to go bankrupt.
I think this is all part of Putin's plan.
It is. And Putin's loving
and
it.
And when Trump wins, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I've been telling people this the last couple of weeks, and they all think I'm nuts. But I think you're going to see this country change in a way that we have never seen. And we are going to see Russia try to interfere even further with our society.
Trump is doing everything Russia wants him to do.
Well, there's something going on, I think, behind the scenes. I mean, I think it's been going on all along. I think it was preset before. I mean, and I think we mentioned this last week. Every time he meets with him, you know, the stenographers and the people that are there, the translators, they have to turn over all their notes.
He
doesn't let him
he
do
only
it.
Has Russian exactly. translators now.
And you know... And,
he has
and,
no witnesses to the calls either. Only Russian translators. And all the news... All the news we're getting about what's going on is out of Russian TV. And by the way, they're laughing at Trump. They're saying, what a useful idiot he turned out to be. We really got our money's worth with him. They started getting stuff on him way back when he was the flamboyant billionaire.
When he needed money.
And went and started with the beauty pageants and was trying to get Trump Tower over there. And when he went broke and they started funding his businesses, and that's why he's so adamant about not letting those taxes out. If he was really a billionaire and had made all that money legitimately, he would be putting it in the front page of every newspaper. Look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Look how much I paid in taxes. Look at the money I gave in charity. He's hiding all of that. So there's no doubt. You know, one, I think Putin has something on him. But two, I think Trump wants to be like Putin. So it's like, you know what? You don't put this out and I'll get to be like you and I get to get all this power and we're both happy. It's like a symbiotic relationship. We need 4 Senate seats. I'm wanting you guys to support Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Texas, Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Maine. Any 4 of those, we have to. If we had 2 more senators that had a spine and any integrity at all, they would shut down this vote on the Supreme Court right now. But every one of them, they trotted out 18 of them. Oh, absolutely, we can't vote on Garland right now. Oh, no, we're in an election year. This was February. We can't have Obama appoint somebody. We're in an election year. No, I think we have to set the president, and you can hold this against me later. I'm telling you right now, if the same thing happens under the next administration in 4 years, we will not have a vote for the Supreme Court. And now Trump's like, well, the election's going to be rigged, and we're going to need someone to decide that in the Supreme Court. So we got to have 9. We can't have 8. Well, we had 8 last time there was an election, doofus, because, you know, your Mitch McConnell and all those right-wing nuts wouldn't allow an appointment. They wouldn't allow an appointment.
And remember what I've been saying for 4 years, because I'm from Kentucky. Mitch McConnell's more dangerous than Trump.
Oh, he is.
And he has been.
And Barr.
And this is exactly why. And he's all fallen into place.
Because
right
he's
now.
Smarter than Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump is his useful idiot.
Yeah.
And Barr, McConnell, and Trump are going to be the demise of democracy if Trump's elected. It's going to be over. Because look at all the stuff they've gotten with now. They get away with it because everybody that follows him that I know of or that supports him, they get all their news from Fox News. That's it. They don't get their news from the BBC, the CNN, the NBC, the ABC, the CBS, the NPR, the C-SPAN. They get it all from Fox. And Fox, you know, edits it down and makes him look smart and makes it look like it's all true. And they don't put anything out there. You know, I can't. You remember the debate September 29th with Chris Wallace is coming up. So you want to watch that. And then there's going to be 3 more after that. Meanwhile, The U.S. Post Office was set to send out 6 masks per household to 13 billion, 6 masks per household back in February, March, telling people the importance of wearing a mask. And Trump shut that down. The White House shut it down. And you know what they did with the masks? They donated them somewhere because they didn't want the people to take it seriously. Because of that, every other industrialized country in the world is back to work and back to school, and we're the highest infection rate we've ever been, with over 200,000 Americans are dead. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. And now all of a sudden, remember how Trump went down to Puerto Rico and tossed the paper towels to everybody, and they made fun of him? And I was working on, remember we sent all those tents to Puerto Rico so people would have a place to live, Jason. Remember we collected and sent all those tents for months and months to get people a place to live? Meanwhile, I know from working with charitable organizations, they had a lot of cruise ships that were in the area, commercial ships, that were willing to go dock there and drop off everything they had for the Puerto Rican people. And the Trump administration put a stop to it and said, no, because you have to go through customs and pay the 6.6, and you just can't do that. And they shut all that down. They did nothing for Puerto Rico, while 3,000 people died after the storm was over that could have been saved. Well, now he's been told by DeSantis, I guess, and Empty Suit Rubio and Crooked Scott that in Florida that, you know, you need that Puerto Rican vote in Florida that could be the election. So now all of a sudden he's going to give them $13 billion. Mm-hmm. And he's acting like it's coming from him. Well, first of all, Congress agreed to that money years ago, 3 years ago, and he wouldn't send it. Now he's going to send it and try to buy the vote, just like when he sent that $1,200 check to everybody and put a personal note with it like it was coming from him personally. I really can't with these people anymore. You got to read the 27th, the Comey movie's out. I don't like Comey, but I'm going to watch the movie. I don't like him because he interfered with the election. Are we offline?
The internet dropped because I lost it on mine and also up here too.
So we just end it there and then just
you can still keep talking the podcast. Oh, audio still
we'll keep
going
on the podcast. Oh, I'll just keep going. So the New York City is going to rename a Brooklyn municipal building after Ruth Ginsburg. That's fantastic. The Pentagon used taxpayers' money for jet engine parts instead of sending those masks and swabs to the PPE that was needed. That's because all the defense contractors needed that money. Oh, my God. So let me tell you what's on the ballot when you vote. Roe versus Wade, a woman's right to choice and her own right to her own body and her own health care. Climate change, the planet burning or us getting control of it. The Dreamers, whether they'll be shipped out after being literally here since they were a month old. some of them were days old when they came here. Some of them were maybe young, teenagers. Maybe some of them, no, they were probably all very young kids. They could be shipped out. The gun control issue, you know, no one's trying to take anybody's guns from them, but what we're trying to do is take the assault weapons, voluntarily asking people voluntarily turn in your assault weapon and get your money. And there's nothing wrong with that. Look how many mass murders have done from that. I mean, come on. And then, of course, racial injustice is on the ballot. Your voting rights are on the ballot. Remember, we had that voting rights, and then, you know, the Supreme Court undid it. So that's back on the ballot, meaning, you know, if you want to be able to vote in a free and fair election, that's on the ballot. And your right to join a union is going to be on the ballot. All of these things, including your pre-existing conditions for your health care, that's the number one thing. They've already decided the Supreme Court's going to vote on that. I think it's November 17th or something. That's at right after the election. And, you know, they tried to take away your health care before, and they tried to take away your existing rights. And Trump's been saying for 4 years he has a better health care plan that's going to cover pre-existing conditions. Well, about 2 months ago he said it was going to be out in 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, well, it's going to come out in 2 weeks. Well, I've got the best plan. No one's ever seen the plan. Well, now it's down to he's got a concept of a plan that he's going to announce. Oh, my God, that Katie McEnany, Kaylee, she lies more as much as he does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that we've had a reality TV star, which is a contrived personality written up by Mark Burnett and scripted, and he's going to appoint three judges to the Supreme Court, Trump. I just can't even believe it. He's going to have three people on the Supreme Court, this reality TV star that has no principles. He just wants to win. He doesn't care about abortions or gun rights or any of it. He just wants to win. I can't. Meanwhile, we're paying Barr's salary, and now we're paying for Trump. Barr decides he's going to take over the rape-related defamation case against Trump. The woman that Trump said that Trump took her into the dressing room at Bergdorf's and tried to rape her and put his tongue down her throat and put his hands in her pants. Well, he came out and said something horrible about her, so she has a defamation case against him. Well, now our Justice Department, William Barr, is going to take that over. Translation, try to shut it down. I just can't. The U.S. Open women's, I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, didn't know what I was going to say about that. Apparently another woman came out and said that she was at the U.S. Open. You're going to love this, Jason. And that Trump stuck his tongue down her throat and started feeling her off. And guess who she was dating at the time?
Jason Benn.
And I was like, if you think Jason Benn's going to come forward and back you up, girl, don't get your panties in a knot. Because remember, he was supposed to go down and testify as a character witness for Chris, and he got scared and scuttled away. And he doesn't want the controversy. And I do love Jason, but he does not want to be part of it. Let's see. What else is going on? Barr and his Justice Department, they were stockpiling munitions. How do you say it? Munitions? So that they could send out this system into the air that makes your skin feel like it's burning. It gives you a burning sensation. And it was a direct beam that they were going to use when Trump walked across the street and trotted across the street in order to get into his little photo op with the Bible in front of that church that he was holding upside down. Well, they were planning to use that, but instead they used tear gas on American citizens. That's what you're voting for. Do you really want the Gestapo to take over? Then it turns out that Mueller report that Rosenstein stopped them from investigating the money trail to Russia. Well, once they didn't have that money trail to Russia, they didn't have a case. I mean, that's what happened. It's just unbelievable. But they're trying to steal the election in real time, right in front of our face. They're shutting down post offices. They're shutting down places where people can vote. They're trying to suppress the vote by lying, telling people their vote doesn't count. They're trying to contaminate this vote by mail, saying it's not going to work, it's not going to be worth anything, telling people to vote twice so then he can contest it. Oh, they all voted twice after he told them to. They're stealing it right in front of our eyes, and now they've got the SCOTUS seat, which is the only way they can really steal it. So they're doing it right in front of your eyes. It's in my black bag over there. There's a bottle of it. So meanwhile, they stopped testing the borders, I think I told you. So people can now come into the states without being tested, but we can't leave the country because these other countries are smarter than us. They won't let people come in that might have the virus without testing them. But as it is right now, we can't come in at all. So the United States of America has 25% of all the infections and only 4% of the population. It's just so obvious. Another whistleblower came out and said that they were told to change the data, and they didn't. They weren't willing to do it on the scientists and the CDC were saying about the virus, and the intel agency was reporting things, and they were saying it's inconsistent with what Trump's saying, and it's embarrassing him. So you need to change the data. So this person that was working there in the department said he wouldn't do it, so they demoted him. Can you believe it? They just demoted him. So, what else? Let me see. Oh, there's so many books to read, too. Dan Coates is out the other day saying he's a former general. Trump has no moral compass. Then there's Peter Strzok that they turned out that they made into the worst enemy in the world, wrote a book called Compromise. It's really good. And then Trump, according to insiders, called the generals, a whistleblower said that he called the generals weak, P-U-S-S-O-I-S, generals. And apparently Mattis said we almost went to war with North Korea to the point that he slept in his uniform. And Bob Woodward's book is out. If you haven't read that, you need to read that, where they quote Trump and you can hear him on his in his own voice saying, Bob, this is really bad. It's an airborne virus. It's five times more deadly than the flu. Kids can get it too. It's not just adults. And then after he told Woodward that on the 7th of February, on the 9th, he sent all of our PPE over to China. And now he's saying that that the cupboards were left empty. Well, they were full. He shipped everything over to China. He just lies all day, every day, about everything. It's a Democratic hoax. It's magically going to disappear. He ridicules people that wear the mask. Oh, it's just like the flu. You know, and his rallies, he had six rallies right after February 7th when he was telling Woodward how deadly the virus was. Oh, my God. And then he says he saved the Saudi prince's ass by covering for him with Khashoggi. Since when do we cover for people that cut up our press people, United States journalists, and cut them into pieces and bury the bones? I mean, and we covering for them? This is calling our military losers and suckers. Meanwhile, Cindy McCain from Arizona, John McCain's wife, widow, came out and endorsed Biden and said he was a decent man. And even though they don't always agree on everything, he's an honorable, decent, honest man. General Kelly, when he was at his son's funeral, looking at the grave, I'm not at the funeral, at the gravesite, Trump looks at General Kelly and says, well, I don't see what's in it for all these people. Why are they in it? Are we still on the podcast?
The podcast is still
okay,
going,
good.
But the
so
internet's
quit distracting
been
real. Me. Then.
Oh, sorry, no, because I'm trying.
Because
to...
Because while you're having your temper tantrum, I'm pretending we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to get the audio.
Right,
and stuff going,
but the
and
people on the podcast don't want to hear that. They're, you know, we're distracting them. So when I've got distracted now myself. All right, so let's see what else I want to tell you about. I think I told you about all of that. I think I did. All right, I guess we've gone over everything. It's almost time to wrap up. We're having a problem with the the video, so I apologize for that. But in the meantime, we have the podcast. You can tune into that anywhere you get your podcast. So one last thing, a couple of other things, that this guy, you need to follow him, Daniel Dale on Twitter. He fact-checks everything for... He said there were the amount of lies that he told, and he was on like a 3-minute audio, and he mentioned 70 lies that happened in less than 3 minutes that Trump told. It just went on, and he was going on and on about the lies. So you need to follow here, Daniel Dale. He fact checks everything, and he went through a list of lies that Trump said at the last time he made his little speech, and he started rattling them off. And I mean, he rattled off like 30 of them in 1 second. I was like, oh my God, you're like a computer machine here. So anyway, I want you guys to follow me on Twitter, send me all your comments, ask me whatever questions you have, and you need to follow what's going on in the news, and you need to get out and you need to vote, because we have to have stable, competent leadership of people that tell the truth, that care about people, and that are not lying, and that are not in bed with Russia, and that aren't calling generals fuzzies, and that aren't saying, you know, people are losers and suckers because they joined the military, and that aren't spreading the virus around, and then that aren't having ICE give hysterectomies to people that they have in their custody in Georgia. Apparently a whistleblower came out and said that ICE has been giving hysterectomies. They gave 17 to women that didn't need it, of course immigrant women. And then Trump is basically hinting that, you know, we're just going to have the mask immunity for a herd immunity instead of a mask. And the herd immunity would mean, according to the CDC, there'd be 2 million people would die. That would mean we're just going to let people catch it and catch it and catch it till everybody builds up their immune system and the weak won't survive. Meanwhile, he gets tested every day, and everybody that gets within 20 feet of him gets tested every day. It's just unbelievable. So I'm sorry about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Bader Ginsburg. I'm so sorry about her. It sent me so upset. And I'm going to leave you with this. This is who you're dealing with. This is who you are dealing with in the Oval Office. She dictated to her granddaughter that her last wish was, she said, I fervently hope that the next president of the United States appoints my successor to my Supreme Court seat. Trump came out and said, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Chuck Schumer wrote that. I don't think Ruth really said that. So now he's calling Ruth's granddaughter a liar when the woman's not even been buried yet. She will be the first woman to be buried in the state, you know, be in the state capitol for viewing. So anyway, the quarantine's going on, so I don't know how many people will be able to experience that, but at least it was a great way to send her off and a great honor for the contribution that she's made for especially women's rights, but everyone's rights. But just remember, your affordable health care and your pre-existing conditions are on the ballot. The climate is on the ballot. Dreamers are on the ballot. Integrity is on the ballot. Independence from Russia is on the ballot. It's all on the ballot. Call everybody. Get everybody to register. Watch the news, CNN, MSNBC, cover all the fact-checking all day, every day. And I hope to see you guys next week. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.